Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about this breaking story where the CIA waterboarded Khalid Sheikh Mohammed 183 times at a secret prison in Poland back in 2003. And, of course, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed has confessed to being the mastermind behind 9/11. He's also confessed to causing the Wall Street crash, burning up Obama's birth certificate, shooting down Challenger, Columbia, and the Hindenburg, assassinating Martin Luther King, John F. Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, Abraham Lincoln, and personally hammering in the nails on Jesus and the cross. But the important significance of the story is not that the U.S. is torturing politically convenient confessions out of prisoners, because we've known that all along. It's that we still don't know for sure how many of these torture centers are out there being run by the U.S. government. And we still don't know the full extent of the atrocities being committed in them. And the reason I want to hit this point is there's a warning in here for people of the United States of America. Because the people of Germany did not learn the full extent of what the Nazis had been doing until after Germany lost the war. And so the lesson from history here is, we don't know what this government is doing. We know they're doing some pretty bad stuff. We know that there's war crimes on the line. We know this government is turning a blind eye when Israel guns down Americans in international waters. What else are they doing that is still being hidden from us? Because this government is really big on hiding the bad stuff from us. Which brings us to the Gulf oil disaster. Scientists are now saying, yesterday we were reporting on how the U.S. government denied NOAA's request to put out the worst case scenario regarding the oil disaster. We're finding out now that the U.S. government knew that the oil was leaking millions of gallons of oil per day at the same time they were telling you it was only 200,000 gallons a day. They lied to you knowingly. Wasn't a mistake, wasn't a miscalculation. They knowingly lied to you to keep you placated and say, it's not that big a deal. Now we're finding out that there is data on the Gulf seafood testing that did not come back very good. Was not going to help the seafood industry, was not going to help the Obama administration evade the political consequences of his letting the MMS kind of not do their job for 400 days. And now we're finding out that FDA officials are saying that the information that's coming in is not going back out again. Scientists are saying, we have got independent tests saying that seafood is bad. Why isn't the government confirming those same findings? You know, why is the government saying everything is okay and non-government scientists are finding all of this corexit and oil in the seafood? We're being lied to. The government is concealing from us the really, really bad news in the interests of the upcoming election. And I guess in the interest of not having a storm into Washington, D.C. with pitchforks and flaming torches and tar and feather and rope and rails. Now, it's being put out there that Obama may have blocked the true figures for the amount of oil going into the Gulf in order to help British Petroleum reduce its financial exposure in the lawsuits. Remember, the United States has all these laws about environmental damage and, you know, poisoning mammals and all the rest of that. And these damages are calculated based on the number of animals that are thought to have been killed and the amount of oil that is allowed to leak into the environment. Well, if Obama is telling NOAA to basically report only 10% of the oil that's going into the Gulf, then what Obama's effectively doing is telling British Petroleum, who was this huge campaign contributor to his campaign, he's saying, we're going to make sure that you only have to pay 10% of the fines and penalties you normally would have to. This is my payback to you for your support of my campaign. We're going to let you off the hook for 90% of the cost of damages, which includes compensation to the families around the Gulf whose businesses have been destroyed by this disaster. So Obama is turning his back on the people of the Gulf to placate his campaign donors. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And getting back over to this story in Pakistan. As you know, the Pakistani people are very unhappy with the United States of America because the United States of America has gone into their country and started killing people, not all of whom can be presumed to be bad guys. And the Pakistanis are kind of fed up with it. And they've started basically, they've closed down the road that the U.S. was using to take the machinery of death into Afghanistan to go kill people over there. And the Pakistanis finally said, you know, we've gone about as far as we can with this. And they closed the route a few days ago, and something, I think, a total of like almost 60 U.S. or NATO fuel trucks and other vehicles have been destroyed by attacks on the convoys trying to get through. Finally, the United States apologized for all the dead people and said, we're sorry, we won't do it again, can we have the road back? And Pakistan said no. And so now the United States is getting all in a sit. Well, we apologized, you have to give us back the road. And Pakistan's saying no. You know, if we're going to have peace in the region, we start by saying no to all the trucks carrying all the stuff that kills people. And so that situation is continuing to escalate. Now, another area where Obama has been doing the double shuffle on us all, of course, is human-caused global warming and the carbon tax. And we know he's going to come back after the November election and just say, we've got to have this. And from his point of view, they do. If the federal government does not start coming up with a new source of money someplace, they're doomed. They're going to start defaulting on their payments. But here's the joke. The only place the U.S. government has to go get money is from the American people, and we're tapped out. We're broke. And the government doesn't seem to grasp that. And that's the problem when you have a government that is filled with multimillionaires. I mean, Nancy Pelosi's worth $500 million. They've got so much money, they cannot fathom the reality that most Americans have simply run out of money. And they can pass all the taxes they want. If we can't pay them, we can't pay them. And that's really where we are right now. And so they're in financial trouble, and they're going to try and pass this carbon tax and say, yes, everything that you're going to buy is now much more expensive, because that way we'll defeat terrorism and save the planet Earth from you icky poo humans. Meanwhile, the hard science continues to come back and say that the global warming cult was flat out wrong. The Arctic has now cooled to pre-industrial levels. Remember they were talking about, oh, the Arctic ice is melting and polar bears are drowning and walruses are starving to death and the ice capades are in a real snit for about where they're going to have a rehearsal space now. And it turns out that, like everything else in nature, these things go in cycles, that there is a very long cycle of Arctic heating and cooling. U.S. subs back in the 1950s were up there at the North Pole and finding open water. And it's not just as simple as saying, oh, it's warmer now and it's cooler then. These things are in cycles. Nothing in nature ever stays exactly the same. It's always these oscillations of ocean currents, and now we're getting more and more confirmation that the North Atlantic current is slowing down, which it's done before. It did so during the Little Ice Age. We didn't do it. Wasn't our fault. These things just happen in a dynamic system like the planet. So now we're seeing indications that the Arctic has now gone back to pre-industrial levels of temperatures. Other evidence has come out basically confirming that the medieval warm period that the warm easters are trying to hide, remember something like 5,000 people went out on Wikipedia to try and bury the story of the medieval warm period, because it was warmer during the medieval warm period than it is during right now. And it was a golden time. It's when they built all the cathedrals and there was the flowering of science and art, and the Renaissance came out of that because there was such a surplus of food and people could just tell the local government, we don't need you. I've got food growing around my home. You know, go jump in the lake. And the world didn't end during the medieval warm period. It actually got better, and that's what they don't want you to realize, because they're trying to tell you that a warmer planet is a bad thing, and they're going to tax you for it, and it's a joke, because the medieval warm period was a golden age in our history, and they don't want you to understand that. We're going to go to the phones. We've got Malcolm in Texas. Aloha, Malcolm. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I was just looking at some research of the Sears Tower. It's no longer called the Sears Tower. It's now called the Willis Tower.
Mm-hmm.
And Willis was the name of the insurance company that awarded Larry Silverstein $5.6 billion after 9/11 towers fell.
Not too willingly, as I recall. They fought that in court for quite a long time.
Really? Okay. But anyway, I'm just kind of worried if you have lucky Larry Silverstein owning Sears Tower or Willis Tower, whatever it's called now, and it has been revealed that it does have asbestos problems, and you have somebody like Bathhouse Rahm Emanuel running for mayor of Chicago, isn't that going to be, like, open to the possibility for a possible false flag in Chicago?
Could very well be, but I don't think Larry Silverstein actually owns or leases the Willis Tower in Chicago. Willis owns the Willis Tower in Chicago. I don't think Larry has anything to do with it, which doesn't mean he's got an exclusive license to do this kind of a thing. But, yeah, there's always the possibility of a new 9/11. And it doesn't hinge on Rahm Emanuel or Larry Silverstein or Willis Insurance. I'm sort of expecting the next 9/11 is going to hit the Golden Gate Bridge, because they need something on the West Coast. It is far more iconic to America than the Sears Tower, and it's getting old and needs replacement anyway.
Uh-huh. Also, what else I was going to ask you? Well, I guess that's pretty much it. I'll go.
Okay. Well, thanks an awful lot for the phone call, but you're absolutely correct. We cannot discount the possibility of a new 9/11 by a government that is desperate to find some way to terrorize all Americans back into obedience. That's the reason for false flag terror, to scare you into a point of view. You know, we're now finding out that Israel staged the hijacking that led to the raid on Entebbe. Why? They wanted to make Palestine look bad, which they succeeded in doing, and they wanted to make Israel look good for the subsequent raid. It was all theater, and it's all there to basically swindle you into believing certain things, because we have been raised from birth to allow beliefs to control our minds. You know, we're bribed from childhood to let belief rule our minds. Believe in the fat alpha from the North Pole, you get a bicycle. Believe in the Easter Bunny, you get candy. Believe in the Tooth Fairy, and you get money for all the teeth that you lost eating the candy. And it just goes on and on and on. From birth, we are constantly taught to allow belief to control our lives. So all the shapers and rulers of the world need to do is manufacture a belief and get you to believe it, and then they have got you. That's all that mind control is. Controlling the brain by controlling what it knows, controlling what it believes in. And the reason that the power structure is so afraid of the alternative media and the internet is you can't sell a belief anymore. They really thought they were going to get away with convincing us all about human-caused global warming, and we were just going to say, yes, I believe that Al Gore is telling me the truth. Here, take my money. Here, take my electricity. Take my wasteful appliances and sell me the really inefficient crap that doesn't work, like my nightlights. And we're not going for it. And they're trying to find, you know, they're already back in Cancun. They're trying to sell the same snake oil all over again. And they're, you know, they're running into opposition from China. And China's saying, wait a minute, we've got snow already in parts of China that don't get snow. We've got to go back and rethink this whole carbon tax thing. All righty, moving right along here and getting back to the climate gate and everything. There was a lawsuit brought against the government of New Zealand over its official declaration of global warming, that they said they had temperature records in New Zealand collected by the government, administered by the government, that proved it was getting warmer. And scientists went in and looked at the raw data and basically found there that the New Zealand government office of climate had done exactly the same thing to their data that Hadley CRU had been caught doing. They imposed a bias so that the raw data, which showed no warming at all, came out the other end with a warming trend. And they had a big fancy scientific explanation of why, oh, we've got to add temperatures at this point because. But the raw data did not show any warming. The data that came out of this climate office did. And it got taken to court, and today the government of New Zealand has basically backed down and said, well, there really is no official government-sanctioned temperature records that we can be held responsible for, that the climate group is just, we fund them, but we really have no oversight, and we're not responsible for what they did. So basically, the climate office has sort of been cut adrift legally. They're still facing huge litigation and civil penalties, but it is a huge, huge, huge setback for the warmista camp, because they were pointing to New Zealand saying, see, everybody agrees. IPCC agrees, and New Zealand agrees, and Hadley CRU agrees, and Penn State agrees, and all these other places. And one by one, they're all stepping back and saying, you know, we're not sure we can support this theory anymore. And it's another domino has fallen. We're going to go to the phones. We have a caller, BJ in Arizona. Aloha, BJ. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I had emailed you before, and a customer or a caller yesterday asked you if you'd seen Missing Links, 9/11 Missing Links. And
yeah,
that movie is critical, and I think you would really, really like to see that. Because
is that the one that says that there was no passenger plane that hit the Pentagon?
No. Okay. It has almost every link to Israel. It's an amazing thing, and when you get done watching it, you have very little doubt about who helped with this thing.
Okay, well, I don't have any doubt about who helped with it anyway, just on the basis of the fact that those Mossad agents who were arrested for high-fiving and cheering as the towers came down, we now know, courtesy of ABC News. ABC News admitted they had arrived at the parking lot and set up their camcorder at the World Trade Towers before the first aircraft hit.
Yes. Well,
they
this was
had
meticulously
to
researched. Absolutely.
I'll take a look at it. I'll take a look at it. We got to let you go. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In the night, without a fight, you can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. During the break, I went out looking for 9/11 missing links. And perhaps not too surprising, the official website for that movie is shut down. You go to any listing on it and it says you do not have permission to visit whatever, whether it's a server problem or their hosting bill's not been paid. We don't know. We know there's a lot of hacking going on. The good news is the movie does seem to be archived in a bunch of other locations around the web. I will find and watch one of them and possibly post it to What Really Happened as soon as the show is over here in about 40 minutes. Alrighty, now yet another story that has come out for the global warming cult, their demise, has to do with what's called Satellite Gate. And what it is, not too long ago, NOAA had to admit that some of their satellites that were put up there specifically to measure the Earth's temperature were returning bad data. They were overstating the temperature by as much as 10 degrees. Now, when that happened, I said, I'm not sure this is an error. Because common sense tells you if you have a system that starts to have random mistakes, There should be as many that are high as there are low, and that over time, the errors will average out. When you are getting consistent overstatement of the temperature, that is a bias. But let us be generous, let us be magnanimous, and say, yeah, that's what you get when you buy the satellites from Al Gore's Satellites R Us, or the lowest bidder, whichever comes first. But the bottom line is the data being reported by the satellites was inaccurate, and it was saying that the Earth was much warmer than it really was. That's part one. The satellites have basically, the satellite data, the raw data, has been taken off of NOAA's website, and everybody thought that was the end of it. Now, NOAA is being asked to clarify whether all of the conclusions about Earth's temperature that were based on that fraudulent or that erroneous data have also been removed or rescinded or taken back, and NOAA refuses to answer. They're refusing to state whether the conclusions based on that data have also been withdrawn, which tells you right there, no, it's still out there. They got caught using bad satellite data, and they said, okay, we're taking the raw data away. But all of the studies and reports and results that were based on that data appear to still be out there. And NOAA is still waving around, the Earth is 10 degrees warmer than it was, blah, 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 blah. Because the goal of this whole thing is not science. It's politics, to convince you that the Earth is dying, that you are to blame, and that you can only atone by giving more of your money to the government that has already taken so much of your money and spent it everywhere but on you. All right, shifting over to Israel, everybody's favorite international pariah, four more boats have set sail for Gaza. There are four more boats on their way to Gaza. They're more symbolic than actual. They're fairly small. And yes, they'll be stopped and escorted. But again, every time Israel does it, it just makes them look like mean, petty, vindictive people who don't want the children of Gaza to get cookies. Cookies of mass, Oreos of mass destruction. You know. Meanwhile, Israeli warplanes today bombed Gaza again. No deaths reported, quite a few injuries, however, and a lot of buildings being blown up. Again, showing that Israel is just petty, mean, and vindictive. They're throwing a tantrum. They weren't able to convince the world that the Palestinians are bad, the Israelis are good, and therefore it's okay for Israel to go in and steal the Palestinians' home. Israel is now seen for what it is around the world, and they're kicking and screaming and crying like a child. Little spoiled tantrum. To get Big Daddy Barack Obama to come in and say, there, we'll give you whatever you want. Here, have a pony, have a cake, have a candy. What? Here, have some more bombs, have some white phosphorus. And so that on the same day that the boat set sail for Gaza, Israel starts saying, let's just bomb them. What the heck? Basically, Israel is punishing the Palestinians. And the reason they're doing it is very, very simple. McClatchy News published the documents, official Israeli documents secured under a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit that proves that Israel's goal in blockading Gaza has nothing to do with security. It has everything to do with starving the Gazans into surrendering their own elected government and accepting foreign rule through Israel's proxy Fatah. The American media likes to go on about how Hamas seized control of Gaza. Absolute complete lie. Hamas won the elections in 2006. In 2007, Fatah tried to seize control and failed. And that's when Israel imposed the blockade. You will accept the government we choose for you. This is exactly what the Soviet Union tried to do to West Berlin in 1948. We didn't stand for it then. I don't know why our government's standing for it now. Oh, that's right. Our government thinks it's okay for Israel to kill Americans wherever they happen to feel it's necessary. So what am I expecting for this government to stand up? So anyway, meanwhile, down in Miami, an Israeli arms salesman has been arrested. Huzzah, huzzah. Story low-key. You're not going to see it on the TV networks. And here's what's kind of interesting. This guy has been selling arms to Somalia, where our kids are getting killed. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and we're talking about Israel. Still basically shooting and bombing people. We're talking about this Israeli armed salesman arrested in Miami for selling weapons to Somalia. Now, Haaretz is already out there with an article whining about why are so many Israeli arms dealers being arrested? Well, maybe they're selling illegal arms. And they're saying this guy who was just arrested in Miami, well, he's selling, you know, why is Somalia dealing with him when they can go directly to the United States, which supports at least technically their government for the time being? And, of course, the reason is very obvious. You go to international arms dealers, you know, through these little gray channels to buy arms that are deniable for covert operation. And, again, the model is Charlie Wilson's war, where Charlie Wilson and the Central Intelligence Agency went to, ta-da, Israel, and bought a whole bunch of weapons to send into Afghanistan to be used against the Soviet Union, so that when the arms were captured from the dead Afghanis, the U.S. could say, nope, it's not us. Those aren't our serial numbers. So that's what's going on. We're seeing a lot of covert arming going on around the world. Israel is probably arming both sides. And they're making money not only off the arms sales, but if the conflicts kick up, it's like it says in that movie, The International. The goal is to control the debt the conflict produces. Sell arms to both sides, whip them up into a war, loan them money to buy more arms, and just keep the machine going. It's a machine that grinds up human beings and turns their blood into gold for the bankers. That's why bankers love war. Sunday was financially the end of World War I. Germany made the last payment on their war reparations. So, hey, time to get another one going. We can't let those people get out of debt. We've got to get a new war, plunge them right back into debt, keep them slaves in perpetuity. That's what's going on. Your kids are dying so that their bodies can be ground up and turned into little coins to make the world's bankers richer. That's all that war is, a machine to turn surplus population into money and to enslave the survivors to the debt, even on the winning side. Meanwhile, we're seeing more and more reports about Israel's practice of shooting children in the so-called buffer zones. What this is Israel will draw an arbitrary line and say, this is now our security boundary, and we need a buffer zone of 300 meters. So the actual border for Gaza is 300 meters further in from where Israel says the line is. And if you've looked at Gaza through Google Earth or something, you'll realize 300 meters is a lot of territory. Because it's a little tiny place. I mean, all of Israel is only half the size of New Jersey. So the Gaza Strip is a little tiny place. And it's full of kids, and kids like to play. And the kids are being shot. And the Defense for Children International Organization has shown 10 cases where Israel has just shot children along the border. And six of them were outside the declared exclusion zone of 300 meters. Israel is simply popping off children, and it seems to be official policy. The snipers get up there, they start shooting at the kids. Now they've got those remote control towers where, you know, these Israelis in these very comfortable air-conditioned buildings are watching through the TV cameras, and they have a little gun up there, and they can just point it at somebody and pull the trigger. Very humane treatment of the Palestinians here. We're going to go on shooting them until they agree to vote for the government we want. Meanwhile, Tzipi Livni on Wednesday is saying that the United Nations is intervening in Israel's internal affairs by investigating the attack on the aid flotilla. I'm sorry, the attack took place in international waters, and Israel, by virtue of its membership in the United Nations, agrees to be bound by international law and the appropriate treaties. Now, when it's Israel who wants other countries intervened with, like Iran, Israel will be the first one in there saying, you've got to send the IAEA in there. You've got to inspect them. They've got weapons. Syria, send the inspectors in there. Go in there. No problem for intervention by the United Nations then. But when it's Israel that commits an act of piracy or war in international waters, and the United Nations decides to investigate, then all of a sudden, you're interfering. Go away. You're not... You know, and basically what they're doing is they're setting the stage. Israel has their own investigation going on, which is going to be about as meaningful as Israel's investigation into the attack on the USS Liberty. We're right, they're wrong, get used to it. And they're setting the stage to be able to have the American media say, well, the UN investigation is irrelevant, it's biased, it's anti-Semitic. We've investigated, and we were right, and they were wrong. Including the American that we shot point blank in the face because he had a camcorder. He had a camcorder of mass destruction. He could have had a hydrogen bomb hidden in that camcorder. That's why we had to kill him, or whatever it is they're going to say. And it's going to be a huge, huge load of nonsense. All righty, we're going to go to the phone. Stephen in Oregon. Aloha, Stephen. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, actually, I think he had one of those little squirt guns in his camcorder. And those are just not funny, man. You know, I new shirt and everything, you know. But anyway,
you could stain. You could stain. I mean, you put tomato juice in there and it leaves a stain. You know, it's just horrible stuff here.
Hey, first of all, I like your analogy. What was it? The monkey with a feather?
The monkey with the feather.
I'm sorry. It was about the 3308, and I read it pretty quick.
Coco Chanel with the feather.
Oh, okay.
Got to slow down, got to read all those consonants together with the vowels, otherwise you're going to make mistakes.
Doesn't that sound like a name of a... Never mind.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got a big future with the television networks. Especially with Fox and Friends.
Anyway, that was a good one. Sometimes, man, I don't know if this is just a theory, but sometimes they're just flooding us with all this legislation almost to keep us running around with our, just running around like we're friggin' Chicken Little, skies are falling or something like that. And
it goes all the way back to Shakespeare. Henry VI, keep busy, giddy minds. In other words, give the people so much stuff to fret about, they're not paying attention to what the rulers are actually up to.
That's
nothing new with that.
Yeah, that's what I feel. So I'm glad you brought that up. In fact, I thank you for that, because I'm going to write it down and look it up. And then my last one is I kind of have a tendency to look at things more in layman's terms, because I guess I am one. But when I say free market, the free market, it doesn't work. Capitalism doesn't work. And, to me, it's just anything that you have, even driving. You're driving your car, you got to have rules. And you can't drive on the wrong side of the street, for instance. So you've got to have some kind of rules and a police system. And see, that's what free market and the capitalism didn't have.
Okay, I need to step in here because I need to correct something. I am not saying that capitalism cannot work. I think capitalism can work as long as the government remembers that its role is as a mediator between the private citizen and the corporation. When the government abandons that arbitration role and sides with the corporations, you have fascism.
That's exactly what I was getting at. The police, who are supposed to say don't drive on this side of the road, didn't look at it. I mean, they turned their head to it. They got bought off, and so that's kind of. It's almost the same thing with democracy. Democracy needs rules, and that's why they did the republic. The Republic and the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, you've got to follow these rules to be able to have a democracy. And that's what we're losing, is we're not having any police. The FCC turns their head to everything.
No, absolutely. I mean, they certainly did with Bernie Madoff with the loot. I mean, every time they went over to investigate the allegations that he was running a fraud, they were giving him resumes. They wanted to go to work for him. He had the money. And it gets back to that whole thing that we worship money addicts and we want to be just like them. We want to be druggies. We want to be shooting $100 bills into our veins with gold-plated hypodermic needles because they're held up as demigods in our cultural media. That, you can be rich and we don't care how you got the money. As long as you got the money, that's the entire measure of a person. We have created a society in which our restaurants would willingly give tables to mafia assassins and CIA drug dealers and tyrants and criminals and Wall Street swindlers. At the same time, they would deny a table to Gandhi and Mother Teresa because they don't meet the dress code. They don't have the fancy Armani jackets and the Prada shoes and everything else that's going on out there. Our entire value system right now, the way we judge other people is based solely on the acquisition and display of wealth. And we don't even care what they're like inside. And part of that comes out of this advertising that says what you buy and wear and put on yourself is your sole measure as a human being. And things like loyalty and humanity and compassion are irrelevant because you cannot bottle and sell those, on the store shelves. We don't value intellect, we don't value perception and analytical ability anymore because they can't be bottled and sold. We are a completely mercantile society now.
Well, I guess all we can do then, really, is just keep on getting this type of information out, because I think people, once they hear it, it might change their attitude a little bit. I just don't think they ever hear it that much, and that's why we got to keep going, keep supporting you, keep supporting those that are sharing this information, and let's just keep going on, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. It's important for everybody to be out there talking. We're coming up on a great disillusionment with the bankers and the banking system. We're looking, the globalists wanted to create a global society. And I think the downside nobody was thinking about is they could very easily trigger a global revolution. And
right.
I think in the aftermath of it, that your average human being is going to realize that man doesn't need any more than they need just to be comfortable and take care of their family. And anything beyond that is the sign of serious mental problems. And I think people who have a lust for money beyond what they need to be comfortable ought to be locked up in the insane asylums. And we may see it,
You do great stuff, Mike. I'll let you get back to the show, and thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much for those kind words here. All right, phone lines are still open, 800-313-9443. We got about 15 minutes left in the show. Less time for commercials here. Yesterday we were talking about this big snit where the FBI, which stands, I guess, for, I don't know, faggots, bastards, and idiots. I'm not sure what it stands for anymore. But basically they're making a big stink over the fact that this auction house had a paper form which had John Lennon's fingerprints on it. It was a form that he filled out when he was requesting resident alien status here in the United States of America. Now, how the auction house came about it, they're saying it was simply being offered for sale years ago at a Beatles convention, and somebody bought it and got to have it, and it's at the auction house. Now the FBI today has come in, and they have simply confiscated the document. They're saying it's official government property, that Lennon shouldn't have kept it, or whoever had it shouldn't have had it, and it's their property. We're finding out from the auction house that the Department of Homeland Security also came in and inquired about this document. Here's the wrinkle. I did a little digging since yesterday. The only government agency that has jurisdiction over this document is the Department of Immigration and Naturalization. So what I think is going on here is we've got a bunch of old rockers in the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security, and they're saying, by golly, wouldn't that look great on my office wall? And there's a little turf fight, and they're going in to see who can justify grabbing it away and hanging it on the office wall. If you ever get to tour the FBI headquarters, they got lots of trophies on the walls there, stuff they've taken away from people. They've got the gold-plated, emerald-encrusted MAC-10 pistol they took from the only known female drug lord down in Miami. She was using the parade of tall ships to bring stuff into New York and stuff. And they love these trophies. Look, we got this from whatever. And the FBI doesn't have jurisdiction over this form, and neither does the Department of Homeland Security. Lennon is dead. It's of interest only to rock memorabilia collectors. It's not being used in a criminal act. Somebody just wanted to grab it, and that's what they did. If this was really an important document, the Department of Immigration and Naturalization would have been the one to come to ask for it. So we have, you know, again, these two agencies, FBI and DHS, they're simply running around looting things they think are cool to have, you know? They're going to run around and just grab stuff and say, yeah, that belongs to the government. And ultimately, the government's attitude is going to be, well, it all belongs to us. So we're just going to go ahead and grab things. We're going to go back to the phones. George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You're talking about the banks and the fraud in the banks. Mm-hmm. You know, one thing I noticed, and I closed my accounts with Bank of America, like back in 2004, and it was, I mean, and the thing is, it was over a payroll check because the company that cut my paycheck, they're at the same Bank of America branch that I do business at, and I would go deposit my check, and then a couple days later, I'll start writing checks. And all of a sudden, my checks start bouncing, and they will go, well, your payroll check has a couple of days to process. I'm like, process? I say, my paycheck is drawn at the same branch. It's the same bank as you are. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it's like this fraud. And I'm hearing people with these overdraft fees from Wells Fargo, Bank of America, and all these other mega banks. I mean, these overdraft fees, they're committing fraud.
Well, it's a huge, huge scam, you know, and the banks, because the banks are not able to get you to borrow money on which they can charge you interest, they're making up their shortfall with more and more of these fees, and they're changing their business organization to churn out these fees. Bank of America actually got sued some years ago because they had set up their computers to process checks ahead of deposits. So if your deposit came into your account on the same night as checks came in, they'd clear the checks first and generate these bounce check fees, then they'd put the deposit in. And they got sued for that, and they had to back off of that. But yeah, they're looking for ways to generate fees any way that they can. And the other thing you need to understand is, remember, under the rules of reserve banking, they're only allowed to loan out so many more times money than they actually have inside the bank itself. So if they put a hold on your check, which means you can't spend that money for 2 to 3 days, during that 2 to 3 days, those funds are considered part of the bank's cash reserve against which they can generate loans. Okay, so that's another reason they want to put holds on all the deposits, because as long as there's a hold on the deposit and you can't spend it, then that money is calculated as part of their cash reserves against which they can generate brand new mythical money for loans out the door. So that's another reason why, even if you're in the same bank and the same branch, they can arbitrarily say, there will be a hold on your check for XYZ number of days. And yeah, it's all about scamming more money out of the people. and they're pushing for a cash-free society. They want everything to go through the plastic, everything go through their hands. We need to pull our money out of the bank. You should have no more in the bank than you need to cover your checks. Everything else should be cash and carry. Because otherwise, the government's watching it. The government can go. The government has already passed the laws. They can go into the safe deposit boxes and loot them in the event of a national financial emergency. You know, when Roosevelt passed his ban on gold, he relied on the honor of the citizens to turn it all in exchange for pretty printed pieces of paper. Now, if they declare a ban on gold, they're going to go through the bank safety deposit boxes and simply grab whatever's in there and say, citizen, we need this more than you do. And, I mean, that's, we're at that point right now. I think anything you can do to get out of the clutches of the bankers right now is a good thing. The problem is the government will turn around and put you right back in the clutches of the bankers. That's what the TARP and the stimulus is. You won't borrow enough money to keep the banks in business. The government is borrowing it on your behalf without your permission.
Oh, thank you, Frank, Mike.
You got it. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Last segment of our show today. Got a couple of stories to basically get us out of this thing today. Up in Montana, there is a truck driver, lady truck driver by the name of Kathleen Folden, who got very upset at a print at the Loveland Museum and Art Gallery, which depicted Jesus involved in a sex act. I don't actually have the poster. I don't know how he's being depicted. But she apparently was screaming, "How dare you desecrate my Lord," and took a crowbar to the frame and broke the glass, and they had to call the police to basically subdue her. Now she's facing felony charges, as well she should. Okay, the First Amendment covers the artwork. And my comment to that was, okay, so in this lady's view, an image of Jesus having fun is bad and must be destroyed and hidden from view. But seeing him tortured to death up on that cross is a good thing and should be on permanent public display, and everybody should be forced to look at it at least once a week. This strikes me as a little psychotic that, you know, fun and love and all that stuff is bad and torturing to death is good. This is just a little sick. And one of my readers wrote in to remind me about this poster that was making the rounds in the head shops back in the 1960s during the peace movement against Vietnam, and it was called simply Laughing Jesus. And it was an illustration of the Eurocentric conventional image of Jesus holding a flower and laughing. He's been told a good joke, or he's just having a really good day. I mean, you know, 33 years that he lived on Earth, we can assume at some point he was in a good mood. You're not going to get 12 guys to follow you around all over the place, you know, by always yelling and screaming and crying. There had to be some good times. The Last Supper, they were having a party. We're going to assume there was a couple of jokes going on there. It is impossible to conceive that the historical real Jesus didn't have some fun along the way. And yet the attitude seems to be that this is something that is got dark and hidden. Jesus can't laugh. He's the Son of God. He can't laugh. Didn't God create laughter in your universe? I mean, if you believe in the God that created all things, he created the sense of humor. Now, I understand why the church does not like laughter. There's this wonderful movie called The Name of the Rose, and it stars Sean Connery and I think Christian Slater, if I remember correctly. And it's from the novel by Umberto Eco. And the movie is wonderful. The book is even better. And basically said that the church has institutionally opposed humor. Because if you're laughing, you're not afraid. And if you're not afraid, there's no need to run to the church to be scared from whatever it is you're told to be afraid of. And I think the same thing applies in our society today. We have to start using laughter. We have to start laughing at Barack Obama. When the presidential seal falls off his podium, it's okay to laugh. We evolved to have laughter. It's okay to laugh when he's out there screaming about terror alerts all over Europe and the rest of Europe is saying, this is not there. We need to start laughing at these bozos in government and the media and let them know we're not afraid anymore. We refuse to be subject to their scarerism. We're not victims of terrorism. We're victims of scarerism. They want to keep us afraid, to keep us controlled. When we laugh, we break free from fear. When we laugh, we take that first step toward freedom. Hold that thought. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. Central here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Aloha, America.